Then the precious sublime one, the Buddha, among those, then these extraordinary, you see, merit field. that just even devoting, a very short time to the Buddha's holy body, you know, one collective harm or greater merit, then you make offering, you see, service, you make offering to the soul to realize the arhatas, you see, for 10 million eons, 10 million like that, you know, 100 times, 10 million years, like that, but 100 times, so many, so that all that much, merit, you know, it's unbelievable, because in the past, you know, somebody who had nothing offered a medicinal drink to four sangha, I don't think it's Arya Sangha, it's just for ordinary monk, you know, offered medicine drink, but this person who offered medicine drink, who had nothing, but that did the karma. Next life, the person is born as very powerful king, I think maybe King Kashika or something, very powerful king in India, very powerful, very wealthy king, you know, but the cause was just offering medicine drink to for ordinary sangha, you see. It doesn't seem even that Arya Sangha. even offering medicine drink to four ordinary sangha, but somebody who has nothing, then it becomes the result. The next life, you become a king. You born as human being, but you become a king, a very powerful world king. See, like that. So no question, if you actually make an offering, you see, to Arhat, you see, to Arhat was liberated from delusion karma, you see, suffering. So. But not just one, you know, not just one, but 10 million, like even like that, 100 times, you know, and even that so many times, if you make offerings, you know, itself is unbelievable in merit. But then you compare to just a devotee looking at the statue of Buddha, with a devotion looking at the statue of Buddha, even just a short time, this creative harm or great merit. And then even you praise, you see, one verse, even by praising the Buddha, you know, even just one verse, you see, it stops the rebirth in the lower realm for 20 eons. If you praise the Buddha, you praise the Buddha with one verse, it stops the door, it closes the door of the lower realm for 20 great eons, you see, 20 great eons. And I think you remember while I was reading Arya Sangata Sutra, there was one person, you see, who recited, you know, the time of death, you see, approached the Buddha. You know, just before he died, approached the Buddha, and he died. Then, how many years or eons, something that he'd be, you know, not only doesn't get the burn ordinance, but in Deva realm, you see, if you remember, so that was like that. at the time of death, you know, this thing, I approached the Buddha, and then, you see, the very last torture was that. Then that saved from the lower realm for so many eons, you see. That. And he said, how many eons? How many times you think of Buddha in every day, how many times you comprehend Buddha, you know, how many times you think of Buddha in each day, how many times you think of Buddha, that many number of eons, you see. The continuity being reborn, the lower realm gets stopped. So it is said from many scriptures, many teachings. Yeah? So in the everyday, how many times you taught a Buddha? That many number of eons, you don't get a Buddha more realms. You see, that. So that's you know, something such easiest, you know, and which is to just you remember that, you see. So it's unbelievable. So which is unbelievable, you know, mind blowing benefits. Maybe the mind blowing doesn't fit in Chinese. Probably doesn't fit in Chinese. Probably. So I suggested that you know, very important to have statue of Buddha in the house. You know, particular Shakyamuni Buddha statue, or the Tangao statue, or whatever. However, when we see Shakyamuni Buddha's statue or paintings, my suggestion is that to pray only with you put the palms together, and then the Tibetan prayer is the end of the Lama Tsongkhapa, prayer that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, that praising the Buddha, you see, by having realized and revealed certain things, the Buddha himself realized and revealed certain things and liberated certain things this way by revealing truth, you see, the dependent arising. So at the end, this prayer, Dhamma Lana Mepa Dhamma Dhan, Jawa Dhan, Dhamma Dhan, Dhamma Dhan, Dhamma Dhan, Dhamma Dhan, So anyway, there is dedicated, you see, that why I met this teaching of the Supreme Leader is because by the kind of by the Guru, and may also, by this merit, may also means made perfect guru or something like that. But I changed a little bit from that. when we see Buddha statue or something, then we should make this prayer. that I have met the peerless founder, that I have met the teaching of the peerless founder, by your kindness, you know, to the Buddha, by your kindness. There in the Guru, but anyway, here is the same, you see, it's just different. What realization we should have is that Guru and Buddha is just different name, but one, is one being, like one person, two different names. So there should not be separation, you see. So then we can't achieve that. If we think, if we have, as long as we think, as long as we have this thought that those two are separate, then there's no enlightenment. There's no enlightenment, no attainment of the path. For example, in the example, Lamrim Chenmo, Lama Tsongkhapa explained that even the thought rises to the Guru, this ordinary being, you know, this ordinary being, you know, even thought rises, you know. This looking at the ordinary being, even tolerance that this ordinary being, that becomes an obstacle for your realizations. So So just even meditating this ordinary being. So therefore, that's what the Lama Shimpo says. So therefore now, so if our mind has, you know, this, there's a gap, separation, you see, between the Guru and Buddha, then you can't, Then for that person, as long as the person's mind is like that, looking those two as separate, looking separation between them, then for that being, until the person has that thought, you know, doesn't have devotion, realization, seeing the one, and then it's impossible to achieve enlightenment. There's no enlightenment for the being until being has a realization, said that those two are one, you know, having realization experience is so stable. So therefore, no attainment is the path to three present paths to enlightenment, okay? you talk about Shakyamuni Buddha, but in your heart, what should be there is the Guru, you see. Even though you don't see the word Guru, but to whom you're calling Shakyamuni Buddha, that should be the Guru, you see. To whom you are naming, that should be Shakyamuni Buddha, the basis. So Tumbalana maybe Tambata and Jawa then teach a team, but Gewati and Duamala then Joe teach it on the Jawa shows. I met this time the teaching of the precious the Sivan leader. That I met teaching of the Peerless founder, Lanna Meva. That I met the teaching of the Peerless founder. This is by your kindness. This is by your kindness. By this merit, may all sentient beings also meet the teaching. May all sentient beings also meet the teaching of the supreme leader. So like that, I think that's very good to pray like this when you see Buddha statues. And also after that then, you go to Shakyamuni Buddha, you develop your compassion for numbers, even for sentient beings. For all sentient beings, including myself. Or you can say for me and all sentient beings, you develop compassion for a number of years, and you sacrifice your life, you know, say your wealth, family, you see, your body, you see, numberless times, you know, for three hundred years, and say the. These practices, these parameters, you know, achieved the two kayas, and revealed the unmistaken path to enlightenment, to me and all sentient beings. So may I able to bring all sentient beings, the unmistaken path to liberation. In your unmissed path of liberation and cause them to achieve enlightenment as quick as possible. So, so that's prayer. It's very good to do this when we see picture of Buddha or see such a statue like that. You see. So it's a as I often mention, we make offering scarf and the second Tibetan according to the that might be a thing in particular. I mean, offering the divine dress or robe to the Buddha deities, that in Sri Lankans, and this must be his happy day. The very end of the day must be his happy day. So. So the Sri Lanka, the Theravadas, the offer, dress to Buddha, it's very common. So anyway, offering the scarf, there's nothing particular, maybe dependent is nothing. But it is from Sutra, and the Lotus Sutra, it says that by offering the divine scarf to the Buddha, then you see all your wishes will be fulfilled. It is mentioned in the Lotus Sutra. It is a very wise thing, the Tibetan tradition, offering scarf to the holy object is a very wise thing to do. It's not just a Tibetan custom, but it's from sutra, the practice, you see. So very powerful to fulfill all your wishes. So you offer the scarf, and then by thinking the statue, this is all the Guru, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, all the ten traditions, statues, river, scripture, everything. So you think this is everything. You see? Then you offer. And that way, you collect merit, offering to all the Gurus, all the numbers, Buddha, numbers, Dharma, numbers, Sangha, numbers, statues, river, scripture, everything. All the ten traditions. See? So just from here, you offer to all the whole of this. So you collect the numberless cause of enlightenment, liberation from samsara, happiness in future lives, and they also cause of this life more than six times collected already. So then did all these merits as a all these merits collected by me, by merits offered this scarf, as a prayer says, the soft, the light, the scarf by offering to the indestructible holy body with the indestructible devotion. Myself and all, in the prayer is myself also, as a myself. But we should include all the sentient beings as much as possible when we dedicate me. So myself and all sentient beings, you think of your family, if you want to think about anybody specific, someone who died or loved ones, whatever, all sentient beings achieve Vajra holy body. Vajra holy body. So this way, you take a marriage to all sentient beings, able to achieve Vajra holy body, this is very good. So even you offer a flower, you think this, dedicated marriage, able to achieve enlightenment. So it was scarf, then you do this dedication. With this meditation, you offer the scarf. This is Guru, this is all the Guru, this is all the Buddha, all the Dharma, all the Sangha, all the statues, which means all the ten direction statues, everything, you see. May I become only like you. So by thinking Guru, you see, whatever statue Buddha is, everything Guru. Like your holy body, like your Anjurachi, like your you feel like your holy name, like your husband, like your holy name. So in the Nyungne, there's a little jealousy down there, you see, jealousy. Jealousy wants to go to the doctor. So they want to say, then you so they're the guru. So with your statue, deity of Buddha, you just say, see, Sen, whom you label all this is guru. You know, whether you're labeling Tara, whether you're labeling Mithya Buddha, whether you're labeling whatever you're labeling. So, so that, so do that. Then do that, so do this. To benefit of us in the middle of the field. So the then also the other things you see one mistake that you know in our mental room, one mistake that become less or one more one quality increases, you know, all the collections of goodness. All the all this, like I mentioned about Hishinas, you see, every single understanding Dharma that we have, every single purification, every single lead karma that's get purified, every single imprint of enlightenment lives in the mind. So every single practice we do, every time that we come close to enlightenment, every single, so this is completed by Hishinas, compromiseless. So now same that Norma mentioned, now here same to relate to Buddha. So all this due to you know, Buddha's all this because of Buddha's holy activity of the holy his speech, his teaching due to is all this what's so all this benefit that all these things happen that to you is the actions of Buddha's holy speech. Then you see Buddha's kindness. So there so this by studying Buddha's teachings, then you see this happened. So so Buddha if Buddha didn't listen to this world, if Buddha didn't reveal the teaching, there wouldn't be all these opportunities. So the, so therefore anyway, so to repay kindness Buddha, then you see studying Dharma, studying Buddha's teaching, is it studying and then you see, what you have understood, then in practice, you know, even one, how much extensive Dharma one learn, but they integrating into learning and then put it in practice. So that's the repent kind of Buddha. You know, when we study Dharma, it's the repent kind of Buddha. When we teach Dharma to others, it's the repent kind of Buddha. So you see, when we're educating Dharma to other sentient beings, we're repent kind of Buddha. So when we even yourself doesn't teach Dharma, but you create the conditions, making center, or facilities, organizing, and you know, teachers, translators, or whatever, you know, you are helping the condition to conditions for teachings to happen, and for same thing to get the opportunity to learn Dharma. You see, to so this, so all those repent kindness Buddha. Buddha, what Buddha wishes is the sentient beings to be free from suffering and the happiness best in the receiving enlightenment. So they also all this making offering doing service all these things repent kindness Buddha. So the Dharma center, you know, Dharma center is to practice Dharma, oneself to practice. Place for sentient beings, including organizers, to practice Dharma, to practice Dharma, and the other sentient beings to learn to practice Dharma. Other sentient beings to purify the cause of suffering and create the cause of happiness after enlightenment. So therefore, the Dharma center is for that. So therefore, anybody who's working as a director or secretary or cleaner or making food or whatever, different activities, anybody who does work for the center, so that's all those, is for the Dharma. It's for Dharma. It's for the sentient beings. It's for Dharma. It's for the sentient beings. The main aim, main objective is sentient beings, to benefit of sentient beings. To benefit sentient beings, to liberate them from the cause of the sufferings. Because there's nothing else that can help them to be free from cause of sufferings. There's nothing else except on Dharma. So for them for them to achieve happiness, from their side they have to create good karma, and that's Dharma. So without Dharma, they cannot have happiness, they cannot achieve happiness, they cannot have success, even in business, whatever it is, cannot. From their side, they have to create good karma, virtue. So then especially to achieve liberation from samsara, the ultimate happiness, the cause of the samsara, delusion karma, has to be ceased. And that's only through Dharma, only by Dharma. And to achieve enlightenment, peerless happiness, need to cease, including the subtle negative imprint, and that's only through Dharma, by actualizing path. So, main objective of the center, Dharma center, is the happiness of sentient beings. Therefore, for that method is the Dharma. All the works that anybody who does work service, it's all for sentient happiness, sentient being. When you say happiness, sentient being, it means up to enlightenment. From this happiness up to enlightenment. Temporary ultimate. Then also the method of Dharma. So it's for that. So that's the proper attitude. Working the Dharma Center, healthy attitude, the healthy body and healthy mind, healthy attitude. Then there's no ego, those other things. So you see, there's no ego, the other thing, all the other negative emotions doesn't rise. You see, so with that pure attitude, then you have so much peace, happiness, and there's so much harmonious, and there's so much harmonious. Everybody think the same thing, same goal. Everybody work for that. So much more peace, happiness, and harmonious, unity. So there's more greater success. that is talking about Dharma Center. But basically, it is same. If you are running company, it's same. But everyone is a working family, taking care of family, or everyone is a working company, not Dharma Center, or even one is working for government, or however, the inner profession, there's the outer profession which you learn from university, college, Then there's the inner profession. So inner profession, your mind has to, mind doing business, mind working for company, mind working in the family, teaching school. The inner profession is Dharma. So mind during the mind, the additive life, mind doing all this, which has, then has to be healthy one, that which is Dharma. So then you have, on the basis of outer professional you learn from school, college, then you have inner professional, that you see, that which is pure, which is Dharma, and all your, whatever you do, doing business or have a meeting or the working company or whatever you do, everything becomes Dharma. So everything becomes Dharma, everything becomes cause of happiness. So that's the inner profession. So you need to learn Rim. Inner profession, the mind has to be Lam Rim. The other renunciation of Buddhist, right? You see, then mind is living in that. Then whether you're running government or whether you're running company or business or family or whatever, then everything says that. Even you don't win the business. Now, you see, since your attitude is there, benefit of sentient being, to help others, benefit of sentient beings. Even if you think it isn't Buddha, but at least think of benefiting other sentient beings. You see, thought of benefiting others. You see, or compassion, or whatever. Whatever. If your motivation is that is Dharma, pure Dharma. Pure Dharma, unstained by ego, self-changing thought. You know? So, with that mind, you know, that Dharma mind, you see, sincere heart. Now, even you lose your business, you see, even business, you lose $1 million, but you haven't lost the merit. You see, you lost, you know, even your business didn't succeed, you see, getting, you know, the external, you see, external success, you know, getting the money, even you lost $1 million, but you haven't lost Dharma. You haven't lost merit. You see, because your mind doing the company or whatever it is, is the virtue for the benefit of others, you see. So you couldn't collect merit. You know, every day you collect merit, you know, cause of, especially think about others, so that becomes cause of enlightenment. Think about for the benefit of others, that becomes cause of enlightenment. So the pure Dharma, answering the best of Chirito. So therefore, you collect always cause of happiness, especially here, enlightenment. So, therefore, you see, the real thing you have lost, you see, merit, virtue, you know, enlightenment, they have lost. The money, for the time being, the money is lost. So you see, so the real thing, the Dharma, virtue, cause of enlightenment, especially, not lost, you gained. So from this, even though you lost now, but you see, you create so much merit, cause. So sooner or later, you'll have success. It's even materially, you see. But then if you don't have Dharma in your daily life, your business or whatever company, if you're not in a profession, Dharma, then what happens? So when you lose, or even you made a success in business, you know, million dollars, even you gained, but you see, you haven't gained enlightenment, you haven't gained merits, because the motivation is not become Dharma, so the non-virtue, so then all your actions become non-virtue, you see, the result is only suffering. So that's real loss, no enlightenment, no liberation, no happiness in this life. So not even happiness in this life, because everything becomes non-virtuous action because of motivation, non-virtuous. There's no lambrim. So if you did make billions, zillion dollars, excellent profit, you see. So the real thing, the real purpose of life is lost. So like that. that's just happened side talk. So now nearly finished. Nearly finished. The Parasarin Gurushatam Buddha's name, you see, just simply by Parasarin Buddha's name, you see, so it purifies 80,000 eons Nirkama, 80,000 eons Nirkama, like that, then never return, always you go towards the enlightenment, and never return back, never go down. So this is unbelievable benefit. So, then I said, so if you have Buddha statue as a main altar, then it's like that, always make an offering like that, then it helps teachings to be spread in the country and increase Sangha, so forth. Then the, because that then, Sonzen Gambo in Tibet, it was embodiment genesis in Sonzen Gambo. Then to spread Dharma in Tibet. Then he brought Shakyamuni Buddha statue from China, the one is Lhasa Temple, you see, and the one from Nepal, Ramachi Chow, so forth. For that purpose, then he invited the prince from China and the one from Nepal in order to receive these two statues in Tibet, to the teaching of Buddha to last a long time. So that's when every day thousand beings, say from Tibet and from Malo, come to make an offering every day, you know, continuously, collect so much merit, you know, so much merit every day, so many, thousand, see, unbelievable, it brings the enlightenment, you know, so by circumambulating, by prostrating, by making offering to this. So, then as well, Lama Tsongkhapa, you see, as a Buddha predicted, Lama Tsongkhapa fixed the temple, passed the temple, and all the statues in the house. Then Shakyamuni Buddha's statue didn't have a crown. Then Lama Tsongkhapa offered a crown. then, at the 15 days, the miracle, you see, Buddha's miracle, show miracle. Then Lama Tsongkhapa organized this incredible, you see, the celebration, you know, the Monam Chamo in Lhasa, during this special miracle, you see, Buddha performed miracle. So that all that is, you see, the teaching of Buddha to last a long time, offering the crown to the Buddha, and you see, the Monam, you see, the debating the Buddha's monks who have studied their life, the five great the scriptures, the sutra, what they studied in all their life, and the commentaries, the text by pandits, based on Buddha, and so as well as Tibetan Lama Tsongkhapa, others whose commentaries, you know, that they was there memorized or studied. So then. So they to debate among many thousands of learned ones, and so they Geshe examination was they have to answer among those many learned ones as they ask questions of debate. So then they are given the degree. That however, repaying kindness to Buddha. it's offering to Buddha, I think, integrated with this special day, you see. So it's just so much. If you do 100 million merit, whatever virtue action you do, so monks do so many prayers for the people who died and people who are living sick, as they requested. And, they also for success of their own study and the attainment. And then some of the lay people, they come to make offerings during that time. The Sangha, food and money, tea and so forth. So Lama Tsongkhapa was so wise, because almost unbelievable merit, you know, 1 million, offering to one Sangha, 1 million merit, you know, at the times, or money or food, whatever. So there are so many thousands from Saraka, the Devon, there are so many thousands. The common one, common number is the anyway, it doesn't matter. As I said, I think the 5,000 or 7,000 or something like that. Then Devon also many. The Katamaras. So they lay, so those who make, come to make lay people, those who come to make offering, whoever is Sangha or lay, whoever makes offering, yeah, there's so many Sanghas, and for special times, so, you know, to offering each one, each Sangha has increased one million times. So, so that, so it's an unbelievable scripture. So that's the. So the it is said in the text that the Mevastra here. In one text it says Buddha said, "Who offer a crown to my statue, to my two statues? Must be those two statues which I mentioned before, didn't I? Who recite the sutra of the Buddha? Who made the request with the sweet melody? Sweet, you know, melody. Who made the request to Buddha? Who made the request to me? Those who does this, then the teaching of the Buddha will last for 1,000 years, he says. So I think that stops here. So. Yeah, so we're finished. Maybe there's one word for that. So, see. Carrying Buddha's statue out here, carrying Buddha's, wearing Buddha's statue here, and that also protects from the from the harms, spirits, or human beings, not even if you wear Buddha, in Vietnam, when they were making war, Vietnam is a Buddhist country, so the armies, when they were fighting, they put Buddha's, what do you call it, the amulet? They put the Buddha amulet under the tongue. During the war, they put Buddha's amulet under the tongue when they were fighting. I mean, they could wear, but, you know, but I think they somehow, they were the idea to put them out, Buddha's, you know, the amulet. So when they were fighting, when they were fighting, by keeping the Buddha's amulet in the tongue, so it's it helps to protect it from bullets. That's what I heard, and it's very common that you know, people who you know, in the Tibet also, who you know, goes in the war or things. To protect from danger, they wear Buddha, you see, they carry Buddha with themselves, you see, in the box like that. It's very common in Tibet, and that's so. Not only that, even the Sangha's robe, you see, there happened a story, I think maybe India or Tibet. So there's a place, you know, the way to punish, you see, take that person, put it in the cemetery, you know, put their night cemetery, so next morning, you know, they're taken by spirits, you see. And so there's a word of punish, wherever, like a kind of executing or punishing in this country. So, so by the time next morning, the person's body is, you can't see. So the one person to punish was brought there at the cemetery. So what he had, this person had a piece of Sangha's robe, you know, small piece from this Sangha's robe, small piece. He was wearing. So the spirits came. When the spirits came, the spirits saw this piece of robe, you know, that he was wearing. So the spirit thought, I don't remember the word. So how dare I can harm who's wearing the Sangha's robe? There's a particular word, but I don't remember. Like a lion or something. Anyway, how can I dare harm who has the Sangha? You see, the robe. So only piece more piece was wearing. So then the spirit was unable to harm. So it seems even by wearing the robe, the Sangha robe, it protects it becomes great protection from even the spirit harm. So anyway, the conclusion that is explained in the, I think the Siddhagap story was quite a bit of that about the robes, you know, how precious they are. So protect from the spirit harm. So anyway, the one reason is so one must respect any Sangha who had in the robe. That's the one this also comes there. So I think so this is the last stop.
<笑>然后呢，在就是很多就是佛，就是说也可以带这个佛像哈，然后。 戴在身上呢，来当做一种好像护身哈，一种防护，来防止这个人跟非人的这个伤害哈。那像越南是个佛教国家
，Ramjet was omelet to put underneath the tongue.
Buddha's the omelet or omelet? Omelet. Omelet with the egg. Yeah, I'm so they put it on the tongue when they at the war, so it protects them from bullets.
So that means small the image of Buddha, right?
Yes.
Small image of Buddha.
But one time in the United States, down below Upton's house, I think I went in the early morning to something to give a present, something I'm sure. Came back, then in the road there was one deer died, you see, or cub, you know, cub. So I didn't have anything to put on the deer's body. Didn't have anything. So that there was one couple, one Western couple met in the road. I think a student. So then she had this. She was wearing this Buddha. Amulet. Sorry. Not amulet. She was wearing this Buddha. She was wearing this. So that was very useful. So she was able to, without taking out, she put in the animal's head. You know, so I thought it was very useful. I don't have anything. So then, similar, When I travel, I carry the Golden Light Sutra. I mean, also there's Dhammakara Sutra as well, but the Golden Light Sutra I carry part of the relics. But so I think that helps when there's some disturbance happening, then you know, sometimes I think of the Golden Light Sutra. But however, I think it helps protection for all those 400 or how many all those people in the airplane to be safety, protect from the, you know, spirits or from deke, those harms, or and they made tea offering, deke, so they harm or naga or whatever it is, they were so disturbing. So it, it helps for everybody, all those hundreds of people in the airplane. So there's dangerous with elements, so, you know, the thing. So, it's a great thing. And in Malaysia, I was invited by one couple, quite a wealthy couple. known for many years ago, the particular wife, and then also husband knew. So as soon as I ate the first spoon of food, toothache started. As soon as I have the first spoon, toothache started. Then I remember that there was something, you know. I remember, if you remember Golden Sutra, it will go, you know, the problem will go, problem will stop. I just came, but didn't think very strongly, you know, like very strong taking the food, but didn't think very strongly. But just thought of Golden Sutra, and the pain stopped. You know, the first spoon of food, then pain. Then this idea came out. Probably have seen somewhere else, you know, if you think about that Sutta, you see. So anyway, it just came, not very strong, you know, taking lips on that, but the thought came, then the pain immediately stopped. So anyway, that's just a very small thing. But I think that, so when something happens, you remember, there's a story happened, one student who is from Argentina. So Argentina is a very violent country. You can be killed any time outside, robbed, anything can happen. So so the first time she asked what to do, then I said, how to wear the Dhammaka Sutra. They bought it. So before, when she was there, near the end of time, so the two men, you see, when she came, stopped the car and tried to follow her. Then she immediately thought, oh, I have a Dhammaka Sutra, you know, I won't risk my harm. Then the minute when she thought that, the two people, they returned back. They followed her, but they went back. And then the second time, she asked me again, what do you believe is a very, you know, very violent country, you see. So then, this time I mentioned to her, we have Golden Sutra besides Dhammaka Sutra. So then we had the Golden Sutra, Dhammaka Sutra, she's on her body. She went all over the mountains, everywhere. She says, nobody's looking at her. You know, yeah, in the park, wherever she went, nobody's looking at her. Somewhere. then she brought very secret machines. I came from Argentina, but something which came from Russia. When the atomic energy, you know, was leaked out, which then caused many sickness people. So there was a machine discovered for protection, and that the Russians has abandoned that, government abandoned. But it was also met, I don't know, originally from Russia, but not Argentina, some secret mission. So anyway, so she brought this mission and many herb plant, you know, from Argentina. So many like it, you see. But somehow, you know, quite strict to go to America to carry all these things. So anyway, the person did ask at the airport about the plants. She did ask, but then didn't bother to open. You see, everything she was able to bring through. Anyway, anyway, it could be also possible. They share common to for success, you know. So, but anyway, this seems a bit, very powerful protection. So, I mean, just give me an idea. So, that, so and that's all. So then, now we do dedication. Then, as I pray, you stop it. The middle of the kingdom prayer. So, so that's a very good. So, dedication.